Saturday Night Live. Like, all right, it's 11:35. Be funny. All right, you're up. Be funny, though. All right, we are back. Thank you to all of our loyal listeners. Back again. Tell a friend.
It's been what?
months?
Probably since we recorded a Dad Sumer episode.
Ish.
You know, it's summer. We've been seeing each other at the pool. And it's just like, we should
get some of you have been seeing more of me than you wanted to.
Yeah, that's right, Drew. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to try to erase that from my memory.
No, you should embrace it. Think about it.
Anyway, thank you to everyone for tuning in yet again. Dad Sumer, here we are, ready to talk about all things dad and consumering. Dad Sumering.
Live from Drew's basement.
Right, new location.
Recorded
right? Yeah.
In Drew's basement yeah. In some time frame.
Let us know how the acoustics sound. Tweet us or post about it.
Or just come by. You'll leave a flyer.
Just follow. Tell a friend. All right. Let's get started.
Let's do it.
All right, guys. So we start every episode with what are you consuming here, Dad Sumer? So who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
So I am currently watching another one on HBO Max, The Peacemaker, with John Cena.
I watched that. It's funny. It's
I love John Cena. I'm going to have to check it out.
It's a spinoff from the movie.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. That's right.
And if you're not hooked by the 80s dance sequence of the first 2 minutes, go ahead and turn it off because it's not for you.
He is really funny, and he really takes his acting as like a art form. I think I saw him on like Fallon or somebody, and he was talking about like his craft all the way back to the wrestling days and how, you know,
was he gonna single it while he was doing it?
No, but he's just like really well read and well spoken, like really intelligent person, but he's also funny as crap because that show, I don't even, it's so stupid. It's almost like practice superheroes, you know, like they're just like not real, but he's trying to do the right thing.
Yes.
It's really funny.
Which show? Peacemaker?
Peacemaker.
Yeah, Peacemaker. Okay. Fun fact, John Cena has completed the most Make-A-Wish. You know who's number two?
No.
Justin Bieber.
Wow.
Right?
That's cool.
Shout out to Rudy. He loves Justin Bieber.
Have you watched the whole Peacemaker season?
Oh, yeah.
It's only like six episodes.
Yeah.
Right? You think it'll get picked up again?
It better be. I ran into Adebayo at one of the strawberry picking places. The one who, she's kind of like a Waller's daughter, right? Spoiler alert, sorry. But yeah, I ran into her at Strawberry Farm.
Wait, so give me a premise. You guys have both watched, I haven't watched. What's the premise of the show?
He is in the hospital after the second Suicide Squad. He gets out. And he gets picked up by the CIA. There's a kind of an alien invasion type scenario, and he puts together a ragtag group of teams, like the A-Team, but with
definitely
a modern spin.
So it sounds a little bit like that Amazon Prime show where like
The Boys. It's kind of on that same. It's super graphic, super funny, but it's not nearly as graphic or as dark as The Boys.
Just like the inside jokes and stuff are so like ahead of their time. I don't know. He's just really funny.
In the 80s, and it just a straight up 80s hair tribute. The tribute of the 80s hair metal bands is just amazing.
The last thing I saw John Cena in was Vacation Friends, and that was exceptional. It was the movie on Hulu.
I haven't seen that.
I watched
either.
That with Darren at his.
That was awesome. What was that was like you go on a vacation and then like the couples, like you meet another couple there that you don't know and you're kind of forced to hang out with them.
Yes. Yeah.
And they like took it way too far.
I saw the previews.
And they've already said that they're going to do a sequel.
Nice.
Really?
I'll check it
He's
out.
Funny. He's really
funny. Oh, he's hilarious. Like he's a master of his craft.
I'm not a big wrestling fan, but I think I was first exposed to him with, he was in that movie with Amy Schumer. Right.
Trainwreck.
Dude, yes.
So oh, the movie theater scene.
Where he was kind of like he was kind of gay the whole time, but he wasn't. He was trying to be like a masculine guy, you know?
Yeah. No, with butts.
The guy's like, "Sir, will you please be quiet?" He's like, "I will enter you."
You know what I do with butts? I lick them. I ain't about that life, man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. So that's what I'm consuming. Peacemaker.
Ooh, Peacemaker. And what's that on?
It's on HBO Max.
All right, so I'll go next, and I'm also going to be on HBO Max. I just watched the brand new 2022 version of Father of the Bride, and it stars Andy Garcia and Gloria Estefan.
Okay.
Not Steve Martin.
No.
And it says more caliente.
Fun fact. I thought that the Steve Martin one was the OG, but there's actually one before that. Like I don't 60s. Know who's in it, but
yeah, it's like the 60s or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is a reboot of a reboot.
So which one's better, the reboot of the reboot or the reboot of the reboot of the reboot?
As I get older, I find that nostalgia has a little bit more impact on me. So
okay.
I've seen the Steve Martin one so many times. As of right now, I'm probably going to err on the Steve Martin side, but it was really well done. I'm not going to give anything away, but I did want to give this one twist away. We find out in this version that the guy proposes to the girl.
Who's the dad in this?
Wait, what?
Andy Garcia.
Is he funny?
He was in...
he's kind of dry.
Yeah.
Ocean's 11.
He was in Ocean's 11. Yeah. He's the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's always the bad guy. He's not very funny.
And Gloria Stefan from the Miami
Sound. Get on your feet, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's his wife. Because they're probably like late 50s.
Sure.
Wait, but there was a twist in the reboot of the reboot?
Well, yeah, I said the proposal happens.
Do you work for a shoe company?
No, he's an architect.
It's a blue Armani tux. Armani doesn't make a blue tux.
But, I mean, as the father of daughters, I wanted to see it. And it was good. I mean, don't go out of your way, but it's worth checking out.
That's kind of like a Sunday afternoon, lazy Sunday kind of movie.
I watched it on a Sunday afternoon with my wife.
Nailed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
All right. So mine is, there's a documentary I started watching on Netflix, and it's called Unexplained, The Unexplained. And it's like, there's no E in there. It's spelled wrong, like with a big X on Explained. Stupid.
90 version.
Yeah. And the host of it is William Shatner.
Oh, nice.
But and there's 10 different episodes, and they're all some different theme of something that was unexplained phenomenon, whether it's, you know, current day or back in the past. And the first episode I'm going to talk about was called Evil Places. And it referenced like 5 or 6 just ridiculous, you know, places around the world that were like super evil. And then it went into theories on why.
Is Lake Lanier one of them?
Nope. But the first one they talked about was the most compelling of the other 5. So I'm going to talk about it.
Is it in the United States?
No, it's in China, maybe Japan. And so there's a forest. And this, you know about it?
Yeah, Suicide Forest.
Suicide Forest. Yes. And it has some long Asian name, I don't know. But we're going to call it Suicide Forest.
It's the base of Mount Fuji, right?
Yes. So the last time Mount Fuji erupted, right, volcano, 1,000 years ago. And when it did, it like left a bunch of molten rock on the ground, right? Mm-hmm. And this is one of the theories. But obviously that happened. But one of the theories for why it's called Suicide Forest is, you know, in that lava, you know, when it hardens, there's a bunch of magnesium in it. So like magnetic properties, you know, people wear those like bracelets mm-hmm. with like copper and magnets mm-hmm. and stuff for whatever
reason. Is that how they steal your soul?
Maybe. So that was a second theory. But this first theory is that all that like magnesium basically affected people's minds that moved to the area. Maybe once in your life, you know, you were taking a dump or something and you're thinking about committing suicide.
Now, you're not, that's you're, not what you're, I do when I'm taking a dump.
No, hopefully not.
You need more fiber.
You're not going to act on that suicide thought because you're a rational person or whatever. Maybe sad part in your life. You've thought about suicide, but you haven't thought about committing suicide. You're just like, man, I'll do it. You know, like, and so people that are on the fence or people that have thought about it but who could never act it out, they're saying one of the theories, if they move into the area, that all that magnesium in the rocks like has some kind of balanced thing, and you're like, that's bull.
It propels, you know,
that
them.
Doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
But like, I think it was something like 600 people have killed themselves.
It's insane
in this forest in the last 10 years. 600, and they like go crawl into caves and kill themselves, and they just kill themselves out in the middle of it. Super weird, and they can't explain why people come here. It's not like, hey, where's a good place to commit suicide? And like, then you pull the car over, mom.
It's a destination for suicides?
I think it got 5 stars on Yelp, but who's posting it, right?
0 stars. But so the one theory is like the magnesium theory. And they went over this other theory, just an evil place and like spirits. And there's all this old ancient Chinese
probably like
stuff.
A wormhole or
but
something.
But like, why, if you're going to commit suicide, you're like, I just need a good spot to do it. You know, like people hang themselves in the trees. And the weird thing is when you're walking through the forest, dead silence. You cannot hear a leaf. You can't hear a rustle. There's no wind because it's in that valley by Mount Fuji. So it's just like, it is the scariest, quietest, suicidal place.
Aren't there strings because you can get lost? Like people like
Did you watch this at midnight on a Friday night?
No, I mean, you know, under your blanket. I didn't know that the Suicide. I was like, unexplained. I love like unexplained stupid things. You know,
yeah,
like,
no, it's good fun.
All the episodes have a theme, but this first one was just like, oh, evil places.
You know? I
like,
watched that. Yeah.
It was really good, and I'm getting old, man. I guess I like documentaries now in life. I used to be like, documentary, what a waste of time. Like, show me a comedy or something. But now I'm like, I need to, you know, learn something. And
Have you seen any of the Ken Burns, like baseball, the Depression, the Prohibition?
No.
Check out some of the Ken Burns stuff.
Is that like 30 for 30 stuff?
No. It's a lot longer and more in depth, and it's a lot of pictures and like historians talking about it.
Monologues with banjos playing in the background.
And they do the scan and pan. It's like the Ken Burns effect.
It's really good though.
Docs for days.
Yeah.
All right.
Check it out.
So Unexplained, this is on Netflix. Both of y'all's are HBO Max. The new Father of the Bride and
Peacemaker.
Peacemaker. All right. That's what we're consuming, Dad. Let's go check this stuff out.
I like it.
So it's summer, right? We all wear bathing suits. Now I have one fatal flaw, the net. I have a theory on how it was invented, right?
You know, where did it come from?
There's no way a man did it. It's got to be a woman. And I think she lived in New York and got an idea of looking at a deli and the sausages hanging from those nets and thought, that's a great way to keep your nuggets secure and keep them from flopping out in the pool.
See, when I think net, I think of a hair net, like when you're working in the deli and you're trying to keep your hair from falling.
Right.
The pastrami.
I think of the actual pastrami's hanging from the net.
Is it a protection thing?
Like, I think it's to keep your bits from flopping out. I think it's for save the children, right?
No, I think it's to make sure that, like,
you know, if you're swimming in a lake, like, you don't want to just have shorts on.
Right. Isn't there a fish that like swims up?
No, it's like when you're fishing, you're kind of like sifting, you know? You don't want
to. I don't know. Anybody just, yeah.
I don't know. I hate the net so much. And I actually thought that that's just the way it had to be. You go to the pool, you go to the beach, you wear a bathing suit. You're a guy, you wear a bathing suit.
You get chafed by the net.
It's only recently that like they put really soft liners or like shorts with liner made into them, really soft shorts, which I've switched to. And some bathing suits now don't give you the net so much. But even before that, before like this new, I'll say the last 5 years wave of bathing suits, I was just going boxers. I was like wearing like athletic moisture wicking boxers and then just wearing some shorts.
I still do that. It
reminds me of that Hanes or Fruit of the Loom where they have that guru and he talks about balance.
He's Keith from the Righteous Gemstones.
So you have to have balance.
Balance, right?
Chafing is real.
Oh, it is awful. I think it's a different spot for everybody.
Wait, so let's get into chafing for a minute. What do you use to kind of counteract the
Body Glide?
Body Glide all day.
Made by New Balance.
It looks like deodorant, but it's
next to the Astro Glide?
Yes.
You can buy it on
depends on where you go to buy it.
Brian Whelan, our neighbor.
No last names for the protection of Melissa.
We'll call him B. Whelan. No. How about Bryant W?
We'll call him the press. He swears by the stuff called D's Nuts.
Yeah, Rudy uses that stuff too.
I've used that
again, too. No last names.
Does he use his lip balm though?
Chafing, these nuts.
We went kind of south on this, literally and figuratively. But yeah, it's I used to cut the net out, right?
You would get a little snip, snip.
I would cut the net completely out and just.
But then you're right back to no protection.
Well, or you'd be sitting in a chair, leaning back, and then you would. There's a threat of exposure. Like
there's
you
know. That river in where is it?
The Amazon.
Amazon.
The fish that swims.
That's where you want the net.
That's where you absolutely
want the
net.
You want the net.
It's chafing.
I think the fish
in your urinary tract.
the Amazon. You have to be careful.
I'll take chafing all day against that. I wonder what the Amazons wear in the water. Do we like send our nets? Like, you know how they send the Super Bowl shirts that don't win to kids in Africa? Like all the bathing suits are like last year's style.
They
send them to the Amazon.
Oh, they totally do that. There would have been some journalist that snapped a photo.
I've seen photos of them.
With the other team.
Yeah, wearing the Falcons Super Bowl winner shirt, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because like I would pay one.
I would
like a
totally.
Fair amount of money for some of those
I would absolutely pay for that.
I want a Falcons Super Bowl shirt. Yeah. I don't think it's really going to happen.
I actually, it's not a t-shirt, but back in 1991, there was a street vendor that I bought a pennant that said 1991 World Series Champions Atlanta Braves. And then my parents had a flood in their basement and it got destroyed.
Who was the winner in 91?
Minnesota Twins.
Those are the Twins. That was the worst of first year.
That was Kirby Puckett. Mm.
All my tattoos are from Panama City Beach, so that's a great segue.
All right, so talking about that, let's get into it is summertime. We said the pool season, but it's also that time of year when a lot of us go to the beach. So I thought we could talk about who's your beach, where's your beach?
Beach, please.
No one likes a shitty beach.
Right? I don't like a shitty beach. I'll go first. I know I'm going to catch heat, and I don't all care. Right. Panama City Beach.
What?
Love it. There's two sections, right? There's the old shady section where all the strip clubs and crime are. Okay. I would prefer to stay there. But, you know, you got to go to the kid-friendly side with the pier and stuff and the Margaritaville and the Woo Girls and the Tootsies and all that stuff.
The famous bar?
Tootsies.
No. That's in Nashville.
Yeah, that's Nashville.
But there is a famous bar in PCB that was, like, real trashy. And
Spinnaker's. Or Club La Vida.
Club La Vida. That's what I'm thinking of. The life.
Yes, Club La Vida.
I've actually never been to PCB, but I've heard so many stories.
All my tattoos are from PCB.
I've made it this far.
Yeah.
To be fair, I have stopped into PC Beach in the last 5 years on my way to Mexico Beach, and I have to say it's a lot nicer and cleaner than it used to be.
You went to the new part. There's still the shady part. Okay. Like I said, all four of my tattoos, shady part, and I'm proud of it. I probably can't donate blood anymore because of that.
I think it all closed down. I think that Club La Vida closed down.
Yeah, and Spinnaker's closed down. They got hit by a tornado about 2 years ago. The old section did as well. It's probably never going to recover. I mean, you can rent a good house there, but all the good stuff, like Thomas's Donuts is on the good side. Splash, which is like a kid's type.
I went
resort.
To like a racetrack down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
from that little 30,
yes, the dog track. Yeah.
That little 38 spot, though, PCB, besides Destin, is definitely the most built up, the oldest. Like. There's the most houses, the most stuff to do, the most restaurants, bars, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, like, when my parents, when I was like 3, 4, 5, we were always going to Panama City.
Yeah.
But we stopped going there and pivoted to a different beach. But
I went in spring break in 96. It was awesome.
We go to a lot of different beaches. I mean, I'll say, I think I grew up always going to Hilton Head. That's where my mom used to always take me. I mean, after my...
Why Hilton Head? That's like a golf resort, right? That's
From Atlanta, you either go south or you go north. But, and it was like,
good. No, I was just going to say, same thing. After we pivoted away from Panama City, we started going to Hilton Head for like the first 8 years of my life. And then after that, we pivoted to Destin.
Okay.
But anyway, continue, Darren, and then I'll talk about where I go for my beach now.
Okay. So growing up, like I said, always went to Hilton Head, like, every year from 8 to like 15, 16, we always went to the same place, like Harbortown State.
Salty Dog Cafe.
I don't even think we went there. I don't have any memories of going there until later in life. Yeah. And then, you know, after I got married, my wife wants to go to the, she loves to go to the beach. She hates like going skiing. So no matter what, we're always like going to a beach. Even in the winter, it's like, let's just go down to the beach.
I knew I liked her.
So we went to Hilton Head for a few years, probably 4 or 5 years. And then we tried to find something new. Like it's the last 6 years we've been going to Cape San Blas, which is like down there, 30A, you know, it's probably 2 hours from PCB, you know, and it's about.
Is it east or west?
Do you pass through PCB?
South. Like if you're going further south down 30A along the
way. Okay, is that why they call it 30A? Is that like the highway? Because whole 30A section?
30A just coasts from PCB all the way down to Miami.
It's, like, it's the Redway.
Okay, but it's like from Pensacola, like all the way
on
down?
The Gulf side.
Okay, yeah. No,
there's all these little beach towns there, and like PCB is the biggest, then Destin, and then Mexico Beach, but then you get like Port St. Joe, and there's like an actual little cape that like sticks out between Port St. Joe and Apalachicola.
And that's
San
Blas.
Yeah, Cape San Blas. And so there's nothing there. There's like
houses,
two restaurants and a couple of houses, and like when you go on the beach, there's nobody on the beach. Like we would sit out there, and there's like might see 10 people all day, and now it's a lot more.
See, that this concerns is like me a little bit because I always tell my kids when we go into the ocean, you always want to have a buffer of people behind you or in front of you, depending on how you look at it. So when the shark comes in, they eat them, and you can get back.
Or the riptide, right? They're like the canary in the coal mine, right?
Exactly.
Like, hey.
I will say, it was really cool to be able to have the Gulf on one side. It's a tiny, thin little cape. So the Gulf on one side, the Port St. Joe Bay is on the other. And we would always rent a boat. And the whole Port St. Joe Bay is like
glass,
4 to 6 feet like deep the whole time. So you just drive this little pontoon boat, park it, and everybody gets out and just kind of chills in the water. It's really cool.
That sounds really cool.
That sounds
a lot of fun. Because the kids, the first year we did it, I mean, this is like 5, 6 years ago now, Parker pulls up like a conch shell that was like just in the bay, and he's like, "Dad, look at this!" And it has like a mollusk in it. I'm like, "You can't keep that, bud. You got to throw that back in the water."
No, those like who can't living, see, Darren like is doing living, some hand motions. Yeah, the mollusk like looks about three bananas long.
It's a big ass shell, and there's something breathing in there.
And he just did the predator face with the three bananas long.
Exactly. You know what? We're gonna do a video next time. We can do live video now on this on Anchor FM. Everybody use them.
Yep.
But so Hilton Head, then Cape San Blas, and honestly, this year we try to go to Cape San Blas. The same houses we're renting for $4,000 or $5,000 a week are $8,000 to $10,000 a week, and I'm like, nope.
Inflation.
So it's like the whole world has gone down there. It's
PCB, baby.
It's way more popular. Right? So this year we're around the corner from Cape San Blas, still down 30A. It's called St. George Island. Oh, I've never been there before.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully it works out.
All right. Ned used to go to St. George.
Who?
Ned.
Flanders?
No, not Ned Flanders.
Ned Stacy?
I can't remember. You work with him. Ned.
Oh, Ned.
Needlehead Ned?
Needlehead Ned. I can't remember his last name. I'm blanking on it.
Ned Ryerson.
Red Ryerson.
Remember, watch that first step.
I wanted to ask your sister to prom. You wouldn't let me.
Watch that first step. It's a dude.
Ned Stoll.
Ned Stoll, yes.
I want to ask your last name. Remember, we're not
Ned Stoll is happy to be.
We're not using
it. Yeah. All right. So the beach that we go to, like I said, I grew up initially for the first 3-4 years, PCB. Then we pivoted to Hilton Head. Then we pivoted to Destin.
You probably like Alabama. I bet your beach is Alabama.
Yes, of course. The Redneck Riviera.
Yes.
Gulf Shores, a.k.a. Yep. Orange Beach, Alabama. So here's kind of how it all happened. When I met my wife, I wanted to go somewhere and create new memories with her and our family. And I also felt like when I go to Hilton Head and when I go to Destin, no offense to anyone that still goes there, it's like another Atlanta. You're going to the grocery store, you're going to eat, and you're running into people from Atlanta. When you go to Alabama, you don't run into anyone from Atlanta. So you really feel like you're on vacation.
There's a reason.
Yeah. Nobody going down.
And the other thing is, I love the Gulf.
It's
warm.
Yes.
It's
calm.
It's calm. Uh-huh. And you can you can see your feet as you're walking through the water.
Yep.
And then
I think the cigarette butts in the sand had a nice aesthetic as well, too. Right.
Lots of Confederate
flags. And all the tattoos
really
make you feel at home.
Yes.
But no, the bigger thing is my wife always says, if we're going on vacation, I'm not going to be cooking every night because that's not a vacation. So we wanted to go to a beach that had more than just a beach, kind of the opposite of what Darren was describing. Mm-hmm. So we like to go to the beach during the day. We'll eat, lunch on the beach. But then at night, we're going out. We're going to restaurants. We're going to play putt-putt. We're going to race golf cart.
Making memories with the kids, man.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Core memories.
Yes.
Inside out.
Yes.
You're out at a bar and there's a bunch of Roll Tide.
Yeah, War Eagle. But anyway. And here's a big thing that I don't sleep on. It's under 6 hours, which is the maximum I want to be in the car.
Yeah.
And 95% of the commute is interstate.
That's nice.
That's what I don't like about PCB is Dothan, Alabama.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so I
try to go around Dothan going down to Cape San Blas, but like if you do, do you know Highway 27? It's like from Rome through Carrollton, real sketchy. Mm-hmm. It's real sketchy. There's no gas stations. There's no nothing on it from that stretch going down. So it's like if you don't go to Dothan and go to like a real store or like find people, then you're in these podunk little back roads.
That's honestly what I love about it is you're interstate 95% of the trip.
That's nice.
And it's just easy breezy.
How many Buc-ee's are on the way down?
So interestingly enough, about 3 years ago, the very first Buc-ee's to open outside of the state of Texas opened in Alabama. It's 30 minutes from Gulf Shores / Orange Beach, Alabama. And I mean, it's worth the trip just to experience Buc-ee's, but I think we're going to talk about that in a future segment.
Let's talk about it right now.
All right, you want to get into it?
You guys let's get beaches? Into it. Anything extra about beaches?
No.
Do you remember that guy's name at Hilton Head that was always singing out there? He's still singing out there.
Oh, really?
I forgot his name, but he's been singing there for like 40 years.
That's awesome.
Nice.
All right, Buc-ee's.
Let's get into it. You guys have talked about it. I said, I don't get it. I get it.
You get it now?
I get it.
It's just a gas station, right?
It's just a gas station. And then I saw it and I was like.
I mean, the first thing that we have to say is.
Drinking out of a Buc-ee's cup right now. Let the record show.
Yeah. Knows. It's white. It's the new hotness.
Because it was founded in Texas, it'll make sense when we describe. How would you describe Buc-ee's, Drew?
A Walmart times the best jerky in the world times.
You did the brisket sandwich, though?
Oh, the brisket sandwich.
Yeah, it's so good.
Gosh. And the beaver nuggets.
Oh, beaver nuggets.
I brought you some, did I not?
Those are fire.
Yes. Paying it forward, my friend.
Meg hated it.
She hated what?
Yeah, because it was just like,
it's very overwhelming.
Isn't that in the prenup? We love Buc-ee's.
we went going out of town on spring break. Like on that Friday or Saturday, leave it for spring break. Yeah. And it was just chaos. And like the previous time that we went, and I think I went in, I don't know if she's ever been in before, and it was dead. So I was like, oh, it won't be that busy. Like there was
always busy.
It was so slammed. Like the bathrooms were just like.
Well, they're very strategic about where they build them. They're always close to, outlet malls, mm-hmm. or like right off the interstate,
yep.
because they want a lot of traffic.
Of course.
And we've got two in Georgia now, one in Warner Robins and one in Calhoun.
Yeah, is it Calhoun?
Yeah.
The one I went to was in, it was Warner Robins.
Yeah, Warner Robins.
And
which is kind of a pain because it's like 20 minutes south of when the interstate splits. Like if you're going 75.
Oh, you the know, Macon, like you the Macon, take the, yeah, 16, the Macon bypass. Yeah,
that's if you go to Savannah.
Yeah.
But
they're had all that stuff.
Their billboard game is strong.
It is absolutely. I think their self-promotion from dads and, you know, I think it's like the Costco of gas stations.
Oh, right. I mean, funny enough, I'm a raving fan of two brands right now, Costco and Buc-ee's.
Yeah. Their brisket sandwich was good. Their array of jerkies was good.
We went to the Braves game the other night and one of the guys, like beer slinger, you know, mm-hmm. he had a Buc-ee's shirt on, and both my kids were like, "Dad, Buc-ee's!"
I bet he made a ton in tips.
Yeah, Buc-ee's is the real deal. The way that I describe it, not a little different from how Drew described it, is it's like a truck stop that doesn't allow trucks.
Yeah,
and they have the world's cleanest bathrooms.
Yes.
So ladies, if you're listening,
yes.
you have to go just for that.
No bidets, though. I'm a little disappointed. That's their true. Bidet game is weak.
Everything was pretty cheap there.
Yeah, it was pretty reasonable.
They even have like Buc-ee's Yetis, I think, and stuff like that. Like
Yeti brand,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it's everything. Yeah,
I found it interesting that I tried to count the gas pumps, and then I got bored with
it's like
that.
120.
But there was like 70 ice things outside. You know, you'll be like the ice thing with the bag of ice.
Yeah, yeah. There's 70 of them.
Like 70.
Wait, you got bored counting gas pumps, but you were able. Are you like the Rain Man of chilled things?
I was like, after 20, I was like, "There's probably 70."
The other thing is,
did you estimate it by distance?
The other thing that's really savvy on their part is like everything is Buc-ee's branded, so like,
yeah,
it's basically like made by somebody else, but they slap their logo on it, mm-hmm. and then they can charge whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Like this cup was probably $17-$18.
But that's a brand. Wasn't that a brand? Like a brand I've heard of.
Is it Yeti?
No, it's UConn.
It's UConn, yeah. It's got a little,
But yeah, we're going to be stopping at Buc-ee's when we go to the beach, as we always do. It's just a family tradition.
Stock up on your nuggets.
Trust the beaver.
Oh, brisket sandwich, Mike. And then just chop it. They're chopping it right there.
When you were there, did they have the live mascot of Buc-ee walking around?
Uh-uh. And if they did, I probably didn't see it.
That's a newer thing. And then they also ring a bell and they yell fresh hot brisket when it comes out.
It's like the Krispy Kreme sign, right?
Yes.
It's hot.
I didn't get a chance to eat the things. They were like, not bear claws, but what were those? Like, there's
fritters?
Some kind of weird like pie thing. I don't know if it was.
Their fudge is amazing. Don't sleep on their fudge.
Don't sleep on their fudge.
It was in a case, and there was like all. It was the
kolaches.
Kolaches.
Oh. Now I'm gonna have to
try one. But I heard that there was one like sausage cheese kolache or whatever.
So I've never had that, but I was at a bar recently with my wife, and we started talking Buc-ee's with these guys next to us, and this guy tells me that you have to get the grilled cheese, add bacon at Buc-ee's. He's like, it's a game changer.
Like an adult.
I mean, is that like the dessert?
Is it like a code?
Sandwich?
Is it a code because you ask for bacon and they put like 50 pieces of bacon in it?
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous because I feel like once I try it, I'll never be able to eat another grilled cheese sandwich again other than that one.
Or it'd be just fried up bacon.
Yeah.
Should we drive up to Cartersville to get.
You know, I thought about that. We have a neighbor, Daniel, who also happens to be a pastor. And one day we said, we should just drive up there. It's an hour there. Go for an hour and then come back 3 hours. Make it a long lunch, but we haven't done it yet. But Daniel, we should do that.
We could record it and do the Sumer on the road.
We should do it Buc-ee's. At the Buc-ee's in the parking lot.
Yes, totally.
Get them to sponsor it. How do you want us to sponsor it? We just bring us out a cup and a sandwich.
and this
is sponsored by Buc-ee's. We're right. Here at Buc-ee's.
This is the
broadcasting live 2 days later when we edit this
with greasy fingers.
They have a wall of jerky. They have like these soda fountain It's like walls of them, and yeah. you can get different flavors.
And it's clean.
And they have like a clothing section.
Yeah.
They have like a kitsch section where you can put like decorations in your lake house, your beach house.
And, you know, the interesting part, I think, is too, is that how many people they employ. Like, it's just a gas station.
And they pay well.
But there's like 50 people working there, making sandwiches, making, you know,
kolaches. But I feel like I get through the line pretty quick when I check out.
Yeah. All right, Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's.
Okay. All right, so let's get into something that I think we all have strong opinions on, seltzers.
You talking about seltzer beers?
You talking about hard seltzers?
Is it really beer?
Is there any laws when there's white claws?
There's no laws when you're drinking claws.
When you're getting white girl wasted, is it on seltzers? Yes, it is.
Is it manly? Because I used to crush beer and I crush bourbon, but you know what? It's hot out. Sometimes I crush a seltzer at the pool.
I'm going to crush a seltzer right now.
I mean, I'm probably in the minority here, but I don't enjoy them. And
you probably haven't had the right one.
What's it like not to be happy?
Let me paint a picture for you.
I've had the Trulies. I've had the Vizzies.
What flavors? Berry?
Ranch waters.
Tropical?
Watermelon.
Citrus? Goodies. Whatever my wife has.
Try the punch. The punch is a little bit stronger.
Margarita?
Yeah.
Sour?
Pineapple?
Listen, I remember when these first launched and there was two choices. I can remember like 3 years back, 2 years back maybe. And
who was the OG?
Well, so I'm going to say that I ruined part of the neighborhood for it because I remember seeing Truly and White Claw. And White Claw only came in cherry. And I was like, oh, Truly variety pack. I bought them, brought them out to the pool for the wife. And she was handing them out to like four other wives. And everyone's like, oh, my God. It was like summer of Truly. And then I think Truly exploded. It seems like White Claw is more popular. But Truly exploded. And they started doing all these other variants and flavors and citrus and berry and, you know, all these different things.
Stronger.
Truly
stronger.
Truly resurrected Sam Adams because that really
Is that their brand?
That's theirs.
Oh, snap. I didn't know that either. Good for them, man.
It's interesting. But now there are hundreds.
Yes.
They're all awesome.
Oh, they're all awesome. and they're only 100 calories.
They're like 100 calories, zero carbs. Yeah. All the breweries make one.
That's right.
Like
Sweetwater's
making one.
Yep.
Scofflaw
Happy Dad Seltzer.
Happy Dad, yeah. I've had that.
Natty Light, Beach Please, Catalina Lime Mixer.
I feel like this was the next iteration from, like, remember when Bud Light had Bud Light Lime? This is kind of like the next iteration.
Bud Light Corona, Michelob, they're all making seltzers now.
They need a mascot. We need to bring back like a Spuds McKendies for seltzers. Right?
I always wanted one of those dogs when I was
It was like a bull terrier or something. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And then there was Alex from Stroh's, who was like the ripoff.
So, Drew, what's your favorite flavor?
Exactly.
What's your go-to?
So, my go-to is the Truly Punch. It's a strong, because like
the original Truly
is like cherry, but on low battery. Right?
Yeah.
These are boom. They're in your face.
Do you have one now? Can I have one?
I don't. I have a different flavor, but they're like the fruit punch is like the fruit punch from the party, like in eighth grade.
Yes.
Right? But it's seltzerized and it's alcohol and it's nostalgia and I love it. So yeah, it's the girliest of the girliest.
I'm going to have to try that. They're so good. I feel like every summer now there's like a new like flavor. Like I think my wife loves the margarita Trulies now and it comes with like a regular margarita flavor.
My wife loves the margarita as well.
And then strawberry and like another one. But like she loves the margarita Trulies.
So
I think that is paving the way for like a whole new genre, right? Like I always used to try to predict what the next beer fad was. Like before IPAs got crazy.
Yeah.
Now it's seltzers. But like, And so I see the seltzer game changing to like vodka sodas. Have you seen all those?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Or the wine.
High Noon was one of the first ones.
Yeah.
The most popular one because of the guy, Barstool guy, made High Noon really popular.
Yeah.
But there's one called Canteen. There's like 10 other vodka sodas. And now there's like agave, like tequila sodas. Meg was drinking the other day ranch water with Topo Chico or something.
Yeah, the Topo Chicos.
It was awesome. It was like, and you look at the side of the can, you're like, what is in this? And it's like Topo Chico and agave and a little bit of
My wife likes the Crook and Maker. It's like all organic. And
I've seen that brand.
It's less than 100 calories. And it tastes like a legit margarita. I like those. It's not a seltzer.
You all right?
My seltzer went down the wrong pipe. A little seltzer cough. So you want to know what a good bellwether is, right? I empty the trash at the end of each swim meet. You pop open the top of the recycling, and it's all seltzers, right? So when the winds change, when I start seeing more, that's your market indicator, is the recycling.
Please let our listeners know.
I'll let you guys know.
I mean, it's very convenient. There's a place by our house. We're going to plug them, Grapes and Grains. But they just got seltzers stacked on the floor.
They have a drive-thru.
40 different brands.
Seltzers on seltzers.
There's so many.
Yeah.
So.
And you can order online, and then you can just drive through. I mean,
absolutely. And you get points that you can redeem. Yeah. Right?
I feel like 2 years ago, I'm making fun of these and making fun of people for drinking them. And now I'm like slipping them into my hidden koozie at the swim.
Your roommate. Your roommate.
Going back, Rudy's been drinking Claws for years.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
There's no laws when you're drinking Claws.
There's no laws.
So I guess this team is for them.
Oh, I'm team
hey,
seltzer.
I'm team wife seltzer. Absolutely.
I have a feeling.
What are you drinking
in about
on a hot
2 weeks?
What are you drinking down at the beach? Because you don't drink beer.
I'm drinking spirits. I'm doing.
You drinking hot bourbon on the beach?
No, I'm doing like margaritas. I'm doing with tequila. I'm
That's
doing.
A lot.
So when you go down to the beach, like when you guys go to your favorite beach, which we've talked about, Gulf Shores, and you're making a margarita for yourself. Like you're like out there on the beach.
Yeah, right. Is he carting the margarita machine out?
Yeah. we rent a condo that's on the beach, so it steps to the ocean.
Yep.
So I'll just run back up. I can make a margarita. I can make a whiskey sour.
And you make like a giant, like a
like a thermos.
It's like a double of this.
So on the rocks, or do you do like the smoothie type? Right.
No, it's on the rocks.
Or frozen.
No, it's not.
Do you do a little salt? Make a little salt.
No, there's enough salt in the ocean, and I'm swallowing enough of that. And then recently, I just started doing these Crown and Cokes.
Oh yeah, in the can.
Oh, I saw the can. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. They have different flavors.
They got you that for swim team.
Exactly.
Because Karen said you like those. So.
Yeah. So they got like different, it's just straight Crown, or they have like vanilla Crown, the apple Crown?
I'm sure
like,
you can do the diet. And then they also have the Jack and Cola.
So that makes it easy. Because I'm just thinking of like when I go, we're going to the beach and I'm like throwing beers and throwing seltzers in a cooler. I'm like, what do you want? Too bad. You're getting these because I'm putting them in.
Right.
And we just go plop it down the beach and it's easy to drink.
Right. Yeah.
Not so easy to like. I got to get back up and walk back into the room and make another
margarita.
It's
like an episode.
Margarita.
It's like a cocktail. Like,
but if you can have that, or they even have margarita in the can.
Yeah, exactly.
So that stuff is good.
The Crooked Makers, which is not as much a seltzer, but it is carbonated. Yeah, it's good.
I think I've got one of those margarita seltzers up in the fridge upstairs. They're really sweet, too. I got a sweet tooth. I like the sweet stuff.
I have a sweet tooth.
So that's why I like the punch, the Truly Punches, because they punch it up, man.
I want to see the Kool-Aid man pop through the wall now.
Kool-Aid hard seltzers. Yes.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But he's like got one eye kind of closed, and he's disheveled and sweaty. He's got a restraining order out against his kids.
Children's Kool-Aid.
Right?
Hard Kool-Aid.
Hard Kool-Aid.
I think we could be onto something.
Yeah.
I think we could.
Let's
get on. Kool-Aid.
Dad Sumer, hard Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid people call me.
Actually, let's just make our own. Yeah. Just Dad Sumer.
Dad Sumer, yeah.
All right. So we're for pretty much any alcohol in a can.
Oh, and, absolutely.
We're pro alcohol.
We're pro alcohol.
There are some seltzers. Let's go down a weird path before we wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
There are some organic seltzers that are like press. And some other brands that I know that have some, but never had that. Some families that we go vacation with should always buy like these organic pressed ones. It's all natural fruit and stuff. But if you never had it,
I mean,
it sounds awful.
Yeah, my wife buys organic.
I need that fake
gummy
sugar.
Ones,
truly.
Like, what's the point?
What kind are they? The Albanese.
Well, yeah.
Those are the so good.
Okay.
The Albanese
gummy bears.
Yeah, the Albanese gummy bears.
Gummy Gary, whatever.
Get them at Marshall's.
You can get them at Kroger sometimes, but I usually have to order them online.
She got them at Publix.
The gold standard.
You shouldn't order gummy anything online because there was some guy who ordered the Haribo gummy bears from Amazon and he got this like big bag, like a pillowcase size bag, and there was something in them. They're like from somewhere else, and it was like explosive diarrhea.
Oh no, that's the Haribo sugar free ones that are laxative.
Yes. I don't buy gummy bears online.
And I think those are manufactured in Wuhan.
Yeah.
COVID gummies,
like CBD gummies, right? COVID gummies. You want to get out of work? Need a COVID gummy.
All right, so we're fans of Truly's.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're not going to put this on LinkedIn. Seltzer beers. Three-hour podcast.
But I got...
Sometimes.
I had this young marketing manager that we just hired. She's maybe 24, 25, and I told her I'm podcasting. So she's been listening. So I don't know if we
got... To the old ones?
Yeah,
there
she's
was
like...
Someone listened yesterday.
That
one person.
That was her.
Yeah.
And okay. She goes, when you guys recorded again, she goes, that is hilarious. Because she's just married and kind of get, you know, because dad culture is like the cool retro thing now. Like dad bods, dad rock, all that shit.
Just remember to like, subscribe, and listen to us wherever you find podcasts, whether that's Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, Android, Google Play.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Something Cask. I don't remember.
Apples.
There's
Apple.
A lot of them.
It's everywhere. Radio, it's everywhere you want to be.
Yeah.
Dad Sumer.
All right.